Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jews, was near. When he looked up and saw the crowd coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over so that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who is come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, got into a boat, and started across the lake to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The lake became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the lake and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land towards which they were going. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Would you please be seated? What is a church building? It's a holy place. It's a place where people gather to worship, as we have gathered this morning. It's a place where people encounter God. It's a place where God's people enjoy one another's company. It's a place where people get married, where babies are baptized, funerals are held, where memories are made and lives remembered. It's a place where stories of faith are told and retold. And it's a place where we teach, and it's a place where we learn. Now, today's readings present us with the story of 2 different miracles. The story of Elisha, who in the midst of famine feeds 100 men with 20 loaves of barley bread. And the story of Jesus, who when faced with a great crowd of hungry people, over 5,000 men and women, and children according to the other gospel accounts of the story, feeds them with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And in both stories, despite these small beginnings, the hungry are fed, and there are leftovers. Indeed, in the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, there's an abundance of leftovers. There is more than when the feast first began. Now, the feeding of the great crowd, as John calls it, is the only miracle that Jesus did that is described in all 4 Gospels. And for this reason, if no other, I think we need to pay close attention to it. And I think it has to do with certain aspects of the story. The first is that the story tells us that Jesus is greatly used to do amazing things Jesus is God. And that like Elisha, he is able to feed the hungry, much as the people of Israel were fed in the wilderness with manna. In fact, John goes on after telling the story to speak of Jesus as the bread of heaven that comes down to earth, the only one who is able to satisfy the hunger of his people, the spiritual hunger as well as physical hunger. The second thing that the story shows us is that not only is God's power at work through Jesus, but also God's compassion and care. God reaches out in Jesus to meet the needs of those who are following him, as God reached out through Elisha to meet the needs of the men who had followed him into the wilderness. And the third thing that the story shows us, and this is very challenging for us Christians, is that Jesus is able to take what is offered to him and to multiply it. And that what first seems not much ends up being more than enough. Now, I don't know about you, but in my 20 years of ministry in the church, I have heard many, many conversations and discussions about lack. Lack of people, lack of funds, lack of resources, dwindling numbers. If I tell you the first meeting I ever went to in the church when we moved to the UK, the first meeting we had, we discussed dwindling numbers, and 20 years later, we are still discussing dwindling numbers. It seems like, as the church, we have become obsessed with our lack of ... And we are so focused on our lack of ... that we forget about the miraculous. And this little story tells us that we work in God's kingdom and we work in the reality of the miraculous. Now, I'm not saying that we walk around sort of, I don't know, with our eyes in the clouds, hoping that great miracles are going to happen every day. As having been a minister and vicar for 20 years, church life is challenging, and we have to deal with the realities of our resources. But the conversation does not stop there. And just as the disciples at that very moment, and I've been at that moment in my Christian pilgrimage and in my ministry, where Jesus says to them, okay, what are you going to do about it? And they say, well, how? We've got 5,000 people. What's going to happen? We haven't got the resources. It would take so many wages to do this. We've all been there. And then there are these fish and loaves, and they are nowhere near enough, but Jesus is able to multiply them. Now, it challenges our faith, because most people more readily accept healing stories. They understand about the issue of healing, and faith can bring about healing and prayer. But multiplying loaves and fish, this seems more incredible, more difficult. And I think that we really need to meditate on that fact. We really need to consider how little becomes more than enough when it is offered to God. And the scene is set for us and our meditation upon it. There is a great need, and there are not enough resources to meet that need. Sounds so familiar. We can hear words like that just about any time. And we can ask the question, how can we help with the little that we have? Now, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all begin their account of the feeding of the great crowd by saying that when Jesus saw the crowd, he had compassion on them, that he cared for them. And he asks us to care and to have compassion and to go out into the world to teach, heal, and feed the people. And that is part of the Great Commission found at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, that portion we so often quote in baptismal services, which says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you." That is part of the commissioning. What is a church building? A church building, despite all those things I've also said about it, is a place to leave. From this place, this living, breathing, growing place, we will leave. We will burst forth to tell in story and in song, in words and in deeds, in actions and in ministry of the love of God. And we will tell that the kingdom of God has come near. Amen.